Say, certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see each and every smiling face. I'm glad to see all my babies my young ladies that were in prom last night. Everybody's home and safe and accounted for. Tell all y'all, even Noah, how wonderful y'all looked. Son, you can take a country boy out of the country, but he's still a country boy, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Certainly good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, there's so much bad news that's going on around us. My goodness, last night there were two more shootings, one in Louisville, one in Alabama. Just all kinds of negative things that are going on around us. But I'm glad this morning that what we have in the gospel is still good news. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. The right word in the right moment of your life can change everything. And there's never been a man that was able or can speak the right words like what Jesus can speak. Thought about whenever he was in the midst of the storm and they woke him up on the Sea of Galilee. He said just the right words. Peace be still. Now I believe this morning he can speak calmness. Bring you to a place of peace no matter what kind of storm you find yourself in. Danny preached it the other Sunday. The greatest words maybe ever said is, "It is finished." But do you realize that the Word of God is good news this morning? That it's still finished? That Jesus did all that needed to be done? Have a seat this morning, if you will. Go ahead. Y'all can be seated. I tell you, I got something on my heart, and it won't wait, and I hope you'll pray this morning, but I want to read this with you, and you'll hear it, and I don't know what God might do with it, but I know this, I'm going to get this off of me and out of me, because it's compressed. I know what the prophet Jeremiah meant when he said, "I got a fire shut up in my bones," and this morning, I really believe that God has got a word for you and I. Listen, in the book of Proverbs, the Bible said this, that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold. It's like pictures of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. So is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. In other words, it's not just what we say, but it's the heart that we say it in. And I want to say this, that in these first scriptures, the writer deals with the tone of what we say as much as he does what is said. And everything that we say has got to be said out of the love of God. And you can be seated if you want to. You can sit there. That's up to you, son. I'm going to preach a little while. That's up to you and Danny. Y'all go however y'all want. But I'm going to tell you this morning. Listen, there is a constant drumbeat from so many of those people out in the world that call themselves Christians, and the words and the language they use is hatred and anger. And I'm going to tell you, that's not of God. It's not just what we say, but it's how we say it. And everything we say ought to be tempered by the love of God. And I understand this, church. I understand that the media has painted the church in a picture of it's not very good. They say that we're a bunch of people that have held on to our old-fashioned values. And they say we're a bunch of hateful people. God help us to disprove what they're saying about us. I'm going to tell you what I found about the children of God. They still got some love in their heart. They care about people that are around them. And it matters what we say. Listen, there are a lot of people that are trying to reprove the sin of this world by using angry means and methods. And all they do is cut off the ears of those who need to hear the message. I'm going to tell you about my Savior. When he spoke with love. He spoke with compassion. There was a drawing to the way he said what he said. And I'm going to say this to you this morning. Thank God it's love that makes all the difference. But he deals with the way it was said. But I tell you, this is what's on our heart. Listen, in the 25th chapter and the 25th verse, I want you to listen to this scripture. As cold waters to a thirsty soul. So is good news from a far country. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for getting us out of our normal routine. God, it's not about our routine and what we do. It's about the unction and the moving of the Spirit of God. God, I pray this morning, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But God, under your unction, God, what I feel in my soul, Lord, is you're wanting to draw people back to you. Lord, you're wanting to love people where they're at. God, you're wanting to save unto the uttermost. God, you're wanting to show compassion unto some that feel like they deserve judgment. God, I thank you. Jesus, you see us as sheep having no shepherd, and you have compassion on us and for us. And God, by your word, Lord, reach out and draw the hearts of your people. God, thank you. I know Terry's here, and God will give him an opportunity in a moment. But God, while the Spirit is moving, Lord, I want to grab a hold of that unction, and Lord, I want to follow it unto the fullest. Now, God, I pray, lift up Jesus. Let people know he loves them. God, use this message to draw those back to you. Lord, I love the prodigal son. While he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and ran to him and had compassion. Oh God, have compassion on us this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Here the scripture said, as cold waters are as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Listen, I thought about this, and this is a thought that God laid on my heart. Hey, there have been a lot of bad headlines over the last several days. If you turn on or look at your newspaper, turn on your television set, all they tell about is somebody that's been killed or somebody that's murdered somebody, or how China may invade Taiwan and all these other things that are going on around us. But I've come this morning to tell you that in the midst of all that bad news, there's still some good news. Aren't you glad of that this morning? Hey, listen, I'm afraid that the church might be overcome with all this bad news. And this morning I've come to tell you some good news. You say, Brother Russell, where are you going to get that good news from? Is it printed in the New York Times? Is it printed in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution? No, it was printed in my Bible. And while it might have been said thousands of years ago, it's more relevant today than it's ever been. There's good news this morning. Hey, what is that good news? I want to remind you this morning, the headline in heaven it says, Jesus is still on the throne. Hell, glory to God. Listen, hey, if you really believe that, you ought to shout this morning. That means that all the trouble that's around us, all the trouble that's within us, all the trouble in our nation, all the trouble with our children, there's one that overcame it all, and he still gives victory. And thank God, he's still on the throne this morning. Headline in heaven. John 3:16, God still so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. John 3:17, for God sent not his son into the world. I know that's yours, Raz, to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. I've come to tell you, he still loves us. He still loves the lost and dying world. He still loves sinners, and the blood still saves. Glory to the Lamb of God. Good news. What are the headlines in heaven? Oh, that when he said it's finished, it's still finished. That means every hold that hell had on every one of us, every slum that we were in, every situation we found, God, is forgiven by our faith in Christ. It's still finished. You know what? I'm going to go a little further than that. I'm still saved. Can somebody say that this morning? You say, after all you've done, hey, listen, my salvation don't depend on what I've done. My salvation depends on what He did.
Amen.
I'm still saved. My name is still written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know what Jesus said? He said, Father, them that you've committed unto me, I've committed unto you. He said, and no man shall pluck them out of your hand. I want to tell you, all the devils in hell can't pluck you out of the hand of your God. All the sin of this world can't pluck you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. That the hand of God is still fast and sure and able. Can somebody say amen? That's a headline in heaven this morning. Listen, I want you to turn with me, if you will, over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Here's a headline. Now listen, give me just a minute. It says this in 1 Corinthians and the 15th chapter, where there was a question of whether or not Christ had raised from the dead. And I'm going to say this choir, you're going to get changed to sing here in just a minute. I know this is backwards, but if it's, listen, if God's in it, it ain't backwards. It's right side up. Amen. Listen to what the Word of God said. He said in verse 16 of that 15th chapter, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and yet you're still in your sin. And they which are fallen asleep in Christ, they perish. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we of all men are most miserable. Heaven in heaven, but now is Christ risen from the dead. He's still alive, seated at the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for me and for you. His hand can reach down to the lowest of places. There's nowhere you can go that the hand of Christ can't reach out and touch you. Let me tell you about this. The Bible talks about an evil heart of unbelief. There was a man by the name of Nicodemus said, lest I can touch the nail print. I know I preached it Monday night. If I can't touch the nail prints in his hand and reach my hand down into his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, Jesus just showed up. Headline in heaven. Jesus can still just show up. He can show up where you're at, in the middle of your situation, in the middle of your brokenheartedness, in the middle of your trouble, and He can give you help. Thank God He's able to show up. I will not believe. He showed up, said, peace be unto you. Now, Thomas, come here. Thomas, reach out, take your hand, and touch the nail prints in my hands. Thrust your hand down into my side. I want you to believe, Thomas. And Thomas stood over toward the Lord and said, my Lord and my God. You say, Brother Russell, have you ever reached out and touched the nail print hands of Jesus? No, but I've had something greater than that happen. I've had those same nail printed hands reach around my broken heart in my time of need, in my time of crisis, in my time of trouble. I felt those nail scarred hands upon this broken heart of mine. And while I've not touched His, thank God His have touched mine. And I'm going to tell you, when the nail scarred hands touch your heart, God will do a work in your life. I'm regenerated. I'm renewed. I'm on my way. I'm headed to a place
Whose builder and maker is God? And if it keeps going, I don't know if I can take much more. Headline in heaven. Christ is risen. Thank God. Thank God. Death is still defeated. Hell is still defeated. The grave has no victory. Headline. Headlines in heaven. Listen. The Bible in this same chapter, in this same book, this is what he said in verse 49 of that 15th chapter. Oh, I may be a little tired. God, give me my second wind. And as we have borne the image of this earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Listen to verse 50, headline in heaven. Now I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I'm going to tell you, headline in heaven, you must be born again of the Spirit of God. The fleshly man will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But thank God, if you've been born again and washed in the blood, you are a fit subject for the kingdom of God. He said, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. I want you to notice verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump of God shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this old mortal sinful man must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. I want to tell you, Jesus is coming again. You know what the writer of the Hebrews said in the 10th chapter, the 37th verse? He verified what was said in Corinthians. He who shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry. Hey, news break. Here's from heaven. Jesus is coming to carry the church home. He who shall come will come. A lot of bad news going on around us. A lot of sad things going on around us. But none of those things can compare to what's going on in us and what's coming. One day after a while, listen, the news line, the head news story in heaven still reads today that God still loves sinners, that God still loves backsliders, that there's nobody too far gone, there's nobody too far out of the way, there's no place you can. You know what David said in the Psalms? If I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I descend into the uttermost parts of the sea, even there I will find you. Thank God he's still looking to save. He's still looking to change lives. And there's good news. He can fix your broken heart this morning. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. No. No, I was going to say I apologize for taking this time and for coming. I'm going to tell you right now, if I'd have choked that down much longer, I may be meeting the Lord. I may be one of those go by way of the grave. But I want us to focus on this. And Barry, you can call the choir up here in just a second. Now let me say this as we worship. The message has been preached. The question is, how will you respond to what's been preached? When we get up there and we sing, realize the storylines of heaven are still true. The Lord still said, except you come as a little child, There's no way you can enter in into my kingdom. Hey, the word of God said they set him in his lap. And the disciples tried to prevent the little children. Hey, I got good news for you, Riley. God still loves these babies. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, hey, as long as we're here and the church is here, she's going to get saved one day after a while. I thank God for that. Listen, I don't know how to carry out the service from here. You say, Brother Russell, you got us in a fine mess this morning. Sometime we need to get in a fine mess. And I tell you why. To God we would drop the way we think a service ought to go and get yoked up with the Holy Ghost and follow the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't take back anything I said. But oh, this morning, if you're broken and wounded and you need Jesus, aren't you glad? The headline in heaven is simply this, and this is the last one. I know I've said a lot. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. He said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. He said, I'll give you rest for your weary souls. Get to choir. Let's come sing this morning, Barry. Y'all come ahead, choir. Church, you worship with us. Terry, I promise you, brother, we're going to give you an opportunity here in just a moment. Oh, let's sing, church, like somebody's life depended on it this morning. Oh, let's be a help to those that need help this morning.
I've never been.
Jesus forever, because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, caught up to be with the Lord forever, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm telling you, what an evening in the air one day after a while, we're going to sing about it. People find that same despair. I'm going to tell you what I feel this morning. I don't feel despair.
No.
You know, we may be knocked down and broken down and beat up a little bit, but I'm on my way to heaven.
Right.
I've been saved by the grace of God. The power of God is still able to do what the Word of God said He could do.
Right.
I'm telling you, He can save to the uttermost. He can fix broken hearts. He can cleanse a leper. He can make the lame walk. He can make the dead rise. And thank God He can save the soul.
Amen.
I'm saved and I'm saved and I'm saved this morning. Let me say this. You need to pray. Stand to your feet this morning. Oh, love you. I know it's my time. Oh, Jack's got been out of shape. Bless his heart. He's happy too. If you need to come pray this morning, this altar is always open. Let me slip out of here if y'all don't care, guys. Listen, if you need to come pray, you come pray. I'll meet you down here at the altar. Y'all listen this morning. Lydia, go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry.